Down in Antarctica, there are some big, mysterious lakes. They're locked away under thick, permanent sheets of ice. Scientists would love to know more about them, and later this year, they plan to explore one large Antarctic lake with the help of a swimming robot. First, they have to make sure it can withstand the cold, so a team recently ventured to Lake Mendota in Wisconsin to put their robot to the test. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce was there.
Initially, we were talking about a 30 by 30 hole, and once we started getting here and cutting, that seems a little unrealistic. So we're cutting back our expectations.
Peter Dorn is from the University of Illinois at Chicago. He's standing on a vast expanse of white ice next to a couple guys with chainsaws. They're carving out thick blocks of ice to open up a rectangle of blue water. It looks like a swimming pool.
Yeah, that's the other thing we could do is a polar bear swim.
But this is where a crane is going to drop a round robot the size of a VW bug. The robot has sensors. It can carry science equipment and swim around by itself to map a body of water.
So far, this thing's had a very cushy life swimming around in Mexican caves that are about 25 degrees Celsius.
That's 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
So we want to put it to the test in the cold.
The robot is sitting inside a nearby building. The machine looks like some kind of mechanical fruit.
Oh, I don't know. I usually say that it looks like a big tangerine.
Vicky Siegel works with Stone Aerospace, the company that built this bot. She says it's named Endurance after the ship Ernest Shackleton took to Antarctica. But some people call the robot the Clementine.
It's bright orange. Definitely bright orange.
The color is on the special foam that helps it float. She says the foam is her favorite part, and not just because it looks cheerful.
There's nothing that can go wrong with the foam, really. Everything else is a potential problem.
The whole point of today is to find those problems. A forklift takes the robot out of its garage. The researchers hook it to a cable, and a crane lifts it up. It looks like a UFO flying over the ice.
So, be prepared to pull the robot out if we need to.
Be prepared to pull the robot out if we need to.
The robot sinks gently into the water with a small burble. A bright green cable runs from the robot up to the second floor of a building on shore. That's the control room.
Nothing's going.
On a computer screen, you see what the robot sees, the underside of the ice. But something's wrong.
It's dead in the water as far as mobility. Everything else is up and running, but it's like telling your feet to move and they don't want to move. You know, they're talking to you saying, I can't move, I got an error signal, you know, and you're going, well, why?
Bill Stone, the head of Stone Aerospace, says it's possible that the cold has knocked out electrical connectors, but who knows?
We're going to just go down one by one the things that we think we can debug, and if we have to tonight, we're going to tear the vehicle apart.
That's just what they do. The next morning, the robot is in the garage. Its cheerful orange foam has been taken off, and its guts are spilling out. Then the team puts the whole thing back together and sends it out again. First, they have to hack out the ice that froze over their swimming pool. Folks in the control room try firing the robot's thrusters. There's just a small ripple in the water as it starts to rotate, still attached to the crane's cable.
It's a good sign. The thrusters are working.
So they unhook the robot. Bill Stone radios up to the control room.
I guess you didn't copy the last. You're free, you're clear, and you're drifting a little bit under the left-hand side of the ice right now. About quarter of the vehicle is under the ice.
And soon, the orange robot is gone, somewhere beneath our feet. Over the next couple of days, the team troubleshoots more glitches. Everything has to be working before the robot goes to Antarctica this fall. It's headed for Lake Bonnie, a big body of water that's perpetually under 12 to 15 feet of ice. And if that effort goes well, who knows? Someday, a robot like this could be sent off to Europa. That's a moon of Jupiter. It has a thick, icy crust, and maybe, inside, a secret ocean. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
We've put photos of Endurance taking its experimental plunge on our website, npr.org/science.